Be proud in sports ministry. Philippians 2:16. Holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. The servant of God is called to be proud. This verse is in the middle of a context extending from Philippians 2:12 through 18, which is included in the larger context of Philippians 1:27 to 2:18. Paul had expectations for the Christians in Philippi. A cry for unity and a call to evangelism are parts of those expectations. Christ was obedient to his Father, and Paul wants the Philippians to live obedient lives. They, like Christ, were to give their obedience to the Father. In verse 12, they had demonstrated a spirit of obedience earlier, but the lack of unity and the growing struggle now in Philippi made obedience a higher priority at the time of the apostles' writing. The Apostle Paul is leading up to the admonition to work out your own salvation. It is not a soteriological salvation, but an ethical one. In these verses, he suggests how the saved should live out their salvation in the context of their community and the world. Paul's definition of obedience is inseparably linked to them working out their salvation. Each person is saved as an individual, but they were saved so that they might become a people for God's own name. The next section, where the sports metaphor exists, had many reminders from the Old Testament that showed how these Philippian Christians were to work out their salvation. The apostle admonished them to do everything without grumbling or complaining. The terms gagusimon and dialogisimon are reminiscent of the experience in the wilderness of the children of Israel. Grumbling creates division instead of unity in any group. The target of this grumbling was most likely other Christians. The inclusion of dialogisimon pointed to the Philippian context and focused on the sin of disunity. The Philippians were encouraged to live a life that kept any accusation of evil out of the conversation. In contrast to Moses' accusation against Israel in Deuteronomy 32:5, Paul calls the Philippians unspotted children living in a crooked and perverse Philippi. The Philippians were children of God that became blameless when they stopped their quarreling. Evangelism is encouraged by the Apostle Paul using the phrase, "Shine as lights in the world." This phrase mirrors Daniel 12:3 and the future hope of Israel. This phrase was logon, zoes, epioxostes, holding fast to the word of life, emphasizes the character of evangelism in this section. It is a call to proper living. In the mind of the apostle, to be effective in evangelism, one must live a Christ-honoring life. The result of the Philippians living that life should give a reason to boast in the day of Christ. Paul's confidence in the Philippians is seen in his use of the conjunction hote, that. The metaphor, ok, edramon, I did not run, is in the aorist and points to the day of Christ. It is a favorite metaphor of the apostle as he viewed his whole mission work as a stadium runner. He labored in the ministry of the gospel like an athlete that trains long, runs hard, and obeys the rules. His running included both evangelism and discipleship. The next metaphor, ekopiase, labor, does not continue the sports metaphor by connecting the labor and the training. The verb edramon is strong enough to point the reader to the effort involved in training and competing. If Paul ran in vain, then he most likely trained in vain. The word ekopiasa most likely speaks of Paul's tent-making vocation and the hard work involved. Both metaphors emphasize the labor that one was required to give. In both metaphors, Paul uses eis kinon, in vain. In the positive sense is the word hote, and in the negative are the particles auk and ode, showing the confidence of Paul in that he would win, but also see the fruit of his apostolic work in the day of Christ. The last part of the section focuses on the picture of the Old Testament sacrificial system. This metaphor communicated three things. His life was one of sacrifice. The Philippians should live a life of holiness, obedience, and witnessing as a sacrifice. And he called them to a life of joy in the midst of their sacrifice.